Good afternoon. I'm Alan Martin. This is your Picks Now update. This just in, the NFL settles the collusion lawsuits with former San Francisco 49ers Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid. Two players filed grievances against the NFL, claiming they were blacklisted after protesting the national anthem by kneeling during the song at games. Neither the NFL nor the former players releasing details about today's settlement. Kaepernick hasn't played in the league since 2016. Reid missed three games last season before signing with the Carolina Panthers. Our other top story today, high waters closing roads and left a muddy mess behind, all from the Bay Area's latest storm. From our live cameras, you can see a mix of sun, clouds, raindrops around the Bay Area right now. Some places getting a break from the storm, but don't get used to it. Meteorologist Mary Lee here with her forecast.
We're looking at cool and unsettled weather, so some heavy downpours, also some sunshine in spots to show you the reason why. So that atmospheric river now well to our south and a cold low pressure system bringing that unstable air for us. So off and on showers, some sunshine too, as we head through the rest of today and actually for the weekend as well. Future cast, as we time it out for you, here we are at 4 p.m. and you can see some locations still seeing those showers, but also some sunshine as well as we go through Saturday. The same story, off and on showers for Saturday and for Sunday, although Sunday looks a little bit drier as we go through, especially Sunday afternoon. Daytime highs today, looking at mid-50s for the South Bay, 55 in Mountain View, 56 for Santa Clara, 55 in San Jose, and 54 for Morgan Hill for a daytime high. Looking at low 50s for Walnut Creek, as well as for Berkeley, 54, 56 in Alameda, and daytime highs from Lakeport to Clear Lake in the mid-40s. So off and on showers for the weekend as well, drier for President's Day.
Thank you, Mary. In Sausalito, 50 homes still under evacuation orders in the area of yesterday's big mudslide. Authorities are warning threats of new mudslides not over yet. Chopper 5 flowing over the area earlier today. You see all the debris there after a duplex on Sausalito Boulevard slid into another home yesterday. Still, no word on when power is going to be restored to that area. Also in the North Bay, new video from Chopper 5 shows traffic being diverted off Highway 37 in Novato. Westbound lanes are closed right now due to flooding from levee breaks. Marin County Sheriff's Department tells us the lanes between Lakeville Highway and 101 are going to be closed until at least tomorrow morning. Some drone video shows the levee breached in two places, and a second levee has water spilling over the top near Pacheco Pond. Here's a map of the area. The levee breaks happening near Harbor Drive and Marsh Road. Novato Creek flooding right now into the fields nearby, which is normal, but the water is also flowing onto the roadway, which is not. Skiers and snowboarders hoping to enjoy the powder this long weekend, but you may have to turn around because there's really too much right now. Take a look at this. Near whiteout conditions on I-80 in the Sierra. This morning, Caltrans announced that road was closed because of poor travel conditions, the kind you're seeing right here. Drivers going east being turned around at Applegate and then westbound at the Nevada state line. We'll monitor those closures, keep you updated with the new details. Today at the White House, President Trump declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dissatisfied with the funding Congress is providing him for barriers on the country's southern border, Mr. Trump says he will sign the bill to fund the government averting another shutdown, but will take action on his own to secure funding to help build his long proposed wall.
I want to do it faster. I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster.
The White House says it is expecting and is prepared for legal and congressional challenges to the president's emergency declaration. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly considering a joint resolution disapproving of that emergency. That could force Republicans to go on the record with whether or not they support the president on this. Democrats say they are also considering suing the president to stop him from implementing that national emergency. Moments ago, Governor Newsom and California Attorney General Javier Becerra say they plan on doing just that. At a news briefing, the two threatened to sue the president over that declaration and their message. Our state is not on board.
He's been embarrassed, and his base needs to be fed. And as a consequence of that, he's impacting the lives of millions and millions of Californians and millions of Americans that demand and deserve better.
Becerra says staff is reviewing the emergency declaration right now. He is prepared to file action against the groundbreaking move. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg returned to work today, participating in the regular closed-door conference meeting with the nine justices. This is the 85-year-old's first time back at the Supreme Court since she announced her cancer surgery back in December. The market's just closing right now. Here is what the closing numbers look like. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing on this Friday up more than 443 points. Chicago police are questioning two men they now say are suspects in the alleged beating of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Officers raided the home of two brothers who worked with Smollett on Empire. Reports say that they found bleach, a black face mask hat, and an Empire script. Some media reports question whether the attack might have been staged. Smollett's publicist says he met with police yesterday and is cooperating with the investigation. And apparently, you cannot copyright the Carlton dance move. Former Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star Alfonso Ribeiro is suing two video game publishers for using the iconic dance without his permission. He tried to get that dance copyrighted as part of the lawsuits, but the Copyright Office says the famous moves are just a simple dance routine which doesn't make it eligible for registration as copyrighted choreography. Back with another update top of the hour. Watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.